And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 7th of July, 2014. It was on this date, 1928, sliced bread was sold for the first time. A man named Otto Frederick Rohwedder, a jeweler from Davenport, Iowa, had invented a bread slicer. He tried to sell it to bakeries. They scoffed. They told him pre-sliced bread would get stale and dry too soon. Finally, he found a baker in Chillicothe, Missouri, named Frank Bench, who agreed to try the bread slicer. And he put ads in the daily paper, "The greatest forward step in the baking industry since bread was wrapped. Sliced, clean-made bread." And sales went through the roof. And we got the saying, "The greatest thing since sliced bread." It's the birthday of historian David McCullough, born Pittsburgh, 1933, went to Yale, studied literature, went to work for Time Life, Sports Illustrated, other magazines, went to work for the U.S. Information Agency, and one day was in the Library of Congress looking for photographs when he came across some photographs of the Johnstown flood of 1889, which he'd heard about, but he didn't know anything about it. And he decided to write a book about it. And every night after his kids went to bed, he went upstairs and wrote 4 pages every night. The book came out in 1968. It sold very well. He went on to write about the Brooklyn Bridge and about the Panama Canal, Harry Truman, Teddy Roosevelt, John Adams, the founding of the United States, and Americans in Paris. It's the birthday of the science fiction writer Robert A. Heinlein, born in Butler, Missouri, 1907, studied physics, mathematics at UCLA. His novel Stranger in a Strange Land, published in 1961, became a cult classic. It was on this day 200 years ago the novel Waverley by Sir Walter Scott was published, but anonymously, Scott said later, because he feared he would hurt his literary reputation by being classed as a writer of novels. It's the birthday of Gustav Mahler, the composer, born in Bohemia, what is now the Czech Republic, in 1860. And the birthday of Marc Chagall, born in Vitebsk, Russia, 1887, one of 9 kids in a family of modest means. Nonetheless, he got into art school in St. Petersburg and then went off to Paris, where, even though he was homesick and he couldn't speak French, he later said, "My art needed Paris like a tree needs water." Marc Chagall, known for his bright colors and his images from Jewish folklore of ghosts and weddings and fiddlers and fish and a couple floating in the sky. Here's a poem for today by Paul Hostofsky, Poem on the Fridge. The refrigerator is the highest honor a poem can aspire to, the ultimate publication, as close to food as words can come. And this refrigerator poem is honored to be here beneath its own refrigerator magnet, which feels like a medal pinned to its lapel. Stop here a moment and listen to the poem humming to itself, like a refrigerator itself, the song in its head full of crisp, perishable notes that wither in air, the words to the song lined up here like a dispensary full of indispensable details, a jar of corrugated green pickles, an array of headless shrimp, fiery maraschino cherries, a fruit salad, veggie platter, assortments of cheeses and chilled French wines, a pink bottle of amoxicillin. The poem is infectious. It's having a party. The music, the revelry, is seeping through this white door. Poem on the Fridge by Paul Hostofsky, from his selected poems published by Future Cycle Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.